Sí.
Everyone, come on in. If y'all would stand. Thank you. Prayer requests tonight?
At all?
you. I have one. A friend of my mom's, well, he's a really close friend of the family, Marcus, I made an announcement like a while ago that he had cancer. Well, his mom emailed my mom and he is in the hospital and they're pretty sure he's going to die soon. So just pray for that. Nikki, can you pray for us? Before I start my sermon, can we just pray again? Please bow your heads. Lord, thank you for this day and the wonderful snow you gave us. And Lord, please bless this worship service and may the message you have blessed me with bless everyone around me. Amen. The history of Valentine's Day. One of the customs of the young people in the early days of Rome was name drawing. On the eve of the festival of Lupercalia, which used to be the celebration on February 15th to keep the wolves away, the names of the Roman girls were written on slips of paper and placed into jars, and each young man drew a slip. The girl whose name was chosen was to be his sweetheart for the year. Legend has it that the holiday became Valentine's Day after a priest named Valentine. Valentine was a priest in Rome at the time Christianity was a new religion. The emperor at the time, Claudius II, ordered the Roman soldiers not to marry or become engaged. Claudius believed that as married men, his soldiers would want to stay home with their families rather than fight his wars. Valentine defied the emperor's decree and secretly married all the young couples. He was eventually arrested, imprisoned, and put to death. Valentine was beheaded on February 14th, Valentine's Day, which now reflects love. People tend to stereotype Valentine's Day into the day where one gets gifts from their boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse, And society makes it seem that way through television commercials and just other ways of advertising. And you pretty much see it everywhere. The story I read is the real reason why we have Valentine's Day. It doesn't have anything to do with presents, although it would be nice to get something. Sometimes when days like these arrive, we forget the real story and the real reason for celebrating it. The real reason for Valentine's Day is love. And I will be talking about a lot of things, but three specific categories: God's love for us, love for God, and love for one another. First topic, God's love for us. When I think about God's love, I think about a very famous verse, or scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God's love for us is greater than any other imaginable. Think about the way you love your friends and the way you love your family. The way he loves us is much greater than that. It's a thing called unconditional love, where he loves us when we're good or when we're bad, when we sin against his rules. Nobody can possibly love us more than God. He proves that to us through Jesus. Our Lord, I will sing of your love forever. Everyone yet to be born will hear me praise your faithfulness. I will tell them God's love can always be trusted, and his faithfulness lasts as long as the heavens. Our Lord, let the heavens now praise your miracles, and let all of your angels praise your faithfulness. None who live in the heavens can compare with you. You are the most fearsome of all who live in heaven. All the others fear and greatly honor you. You are the Lord God all-powerful. No one is as loving and faithful as you are. You rule the roaring sea and calm the waves. The heavens and earth belong to you, and so does the world with all its people, because you created them and everything else. Your kingdom is ruled by justice and fairness, with love and faithfulness leading the way. We are happy all day because of you, and your saving power brings honor to us. Your own glorious power makes us strong, and because of your kindness, our strength increases. My love for him will last, and my agreement with him will never be broken. Psalm 89. Topic number two, love for God. I read from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. Love is an amazing thing. You can never have or give enough love. I've gone to church my entire life, but only a few years ago did I understand why people actually come to church. Unless people think this is a social event, you're here because you love God, and you want to worship him and learn his teachings through the messages shared by people like me right now. The more love you have for God, the more your faith and trust in him will grow. Remember, God created love. Last topic, love for one another. When I thought about it, I thought, that's easy. I do love my friends, and I do love my family, and we all love one another. The more I thought about it, though, the harder it got. Love for one another, meaning love everyone. I'm the type of person who doesn't use the word hate. I'm not one to hate people, and I know others who are the same. There are always those people who you just don't like them. And there are always some people you say you don't like them, you love them, but, you know, you don't like them. And you don't hate them, but you don't like them, and you definitely don't want to love them. In society, you can make the excuse that you love them, but you just don't like them. That kind of sort of doesn't work with God. Think about the commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself. Treat them the way you want to be treated. Who has heard that 5 billion times? Well, Valentine's Day is the perfect day to prove that you can do that and stay that way. Okay, put your hand up if you have ever been heartbroken. Alright, well, when you are heartbroken, you feel lonely, you feel unloved, and unhappy. When you are heartbroken, think about love in general. Think about all those people who still love you, and think about God, who will always love you, and be there for you. All you really have to do is look around, because that is usually a time where your friends are there and supporting you. The happier you are, the happier your heart will be. It even says in the Bible, a happy heart makes the cheerful face, but heartache crushes the spirit. Just think about love in general. Love is amazing. It's all around us. Even if sometimes we feel like it's not. Sometimes it's all you can hold on to when you're having an argument with a friend or a family. Always think about how much you really love them. That is all that will matter in the end. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21 says, "He who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." And now I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2 through 8. "If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always respects, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails." So tomorrow, at school or at work, show love to everyone around you. Everyone. You never know who needs it the most. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the unconditional love that you show us, and may we be reminded each day of the wonderful love you created. Thank you for those who love us and those we love. Thank you for the fact that we are able to love. And Lord, let us go out in the world and show our love to everyone around us, to our friends, our family, our enemies, and to those who really need it. In your name we pray, amen. May Valentine's Day be a reminder that you are lovely, worthy of love, and worthy to be loved, because you already are loved by the one who is love. Thank you. I guess we're gonna sing now. Thank you. was Valentine's Day. And thank you, Jay, for your message that you gave, that God gave us through you. If you will please pray with me the prayer for Valentine's Day. God, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It's a day of hearts and candy, of love notes and secret messages, new discoveries and new emotions. It's a day all about love. But help us to remember that you love us as your children. You love us without condition. Help us understand that we cannot celebrate on this day of love if you had not first loved us. We wouldn't know what love is if you hadn't first loved us. While we thank you for chocolate and roses and sunny sayings on candy hearts, help us to remember that these expressions are temporal. On some Valentine's days, we'll have them, and on others, we won't. But they're all possible because of you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Emma, would you lead us in our closing prayer?
Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much because you are loved. Lord, we know that we wouldn't be anything without you. And Lord, we just bless you tonight, and we just pray that you'll go with us this week. Just refresh us today, Lord. And we, again, pray for all the prayer requests, all the people who are suffering with sickness and illness. Lord, we just pray that you would restore them completely to health. God, we know that you are a healing God, you're a great God, and we love you. Lord, just go with us, and as we celebrate Valentine's Day, just help us to remember that you are the reason for it all. In your name we pray. Amen.
Be careful going home tonight. If I can see all the youth for just 1 second, I just have one message to give you about Sunday. And if you haven't signed up for the rib dinner and you would like to come and have ribs with us, please do that Saturday.
Thank you. we're going to have to live with this.
Yeah.